All right, here are some of the fast blast questions. We're going to go down through a couple of these. One person says, I speak to my guardian angels. This is Randy from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he says, I speak to my guardian angels. Do they have names? And if they do, what do I do?
Well, first of all, yes, they do have names. The names are not a big thing in the spirit world because it's instant communication. You know who it is. So names are not big. But what you can do, Randy, is you can get a pad and pen and ask your guidance to reveal the names during the dream time. It might take a week or two, but say it every night, and at some point you'll wake up with a name in your head.
Marla from San Angelo, Texas says, at age 10, Hans, my daughter told me that I couldn't spank her because she thought her entity was older than my entity and that she had been around a lot longer than I. Comments?
Well, yes, but she's in this form this time. Therefore, mom and dad still prevail.
Kids.
Don't you love them?
Rena out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. I've never been able to read for those that scare or intimidate me. How do I get past that? I guess what she means by read is what you do. And I know about the love you talked about.
That's right.
Been on the other side many times. P.S. Love your work, Hans. So,
thank you. Thank you. One of the things you need to remember is you have a judgment. If somebody's intimidating you, you think that they're intimidating you and you have a judgment. Look at them as the pure God being that they are and bypass the appearance.
Barbara from Texas writes, could you please ask your guest if, you know, some of these I'm reading cold, if you please ask your guest if people on the other side who have suffered from diseases or brutal killings or if they've had cancer, are they whole again on the other side?
Absolutely. They're whole at the moment of death.
How do we make contact with our departed on our own? Is this something everybody can do or not?
Well, it is my belief that many, 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 many people can be taught how to do this. This is why I'm opening the new center in Asheville, North Carolina. And we're going to have a school, and it's going to be pretty fantastic. Those who want to be know more about it, they can go to my website and we'll be putting some information on. Because there needs to be more people who can do this work, or certainly do this work for themselves. And we believe that that can be done.
Now here's one from, I love this, here's one from, I don't want my name mentioned on the radio, from Utah.
Okay.
All right. How does one get over losing the chance to live this life with their soulmate? You both marry different people. I can't get over it, and somehow I have to.
You have to realize that the soulmate still remains the soulmate, even though you don't get to operate in that condition in this lifetime, for whatever purpose, that you got to witness the soulmate, that you got to understand that that's what it was, that you married other people. There was a reason for that. Oftentimes we do what we call soul crossing, which is when two soulmates cross each other's path. There is an awareness, but they both have different agendas this time.
Robert from Houston writes, I'm the father of an autistic child, a beautiful boy. He's 11.
Yes.
What caused this condition, and what is his purpose on earth in relation to my wife and me?
Well, one of the things is that you've agreed to assist this child on one of the greatest lessons that we have being spared in human form, to come in with the appearance of some sort of difficulty or frailty. First, honor the condition, honor the child, and realize there is a reason. This child, this soul, is not suffering needlessly. This is in its proper order. Your job is to really witness the angel in that being.
That's a good answer, too. Donald from San Diego. Here's one. Could be tough. What are your thoughts, Hans, on who or what God is?
Well, God comes to many people in different ways. I personally don't believe that God is a deity sitting on a throne handing out favors to good and, you know, to good people and punishing bad people. I don't believe that. But I believe that love is God, that God is omnipresent, that the universe flows with this love, and that it surrounds us. It's everywhere. It's what Yoda called the Force. That's what I believe God is.
Jim from Ontario, Canada. What did you mean before the break, Hans, when you said you when you go, you take your video with you?
What? I should have explained it. In other words, when you go back to the spirit world, you take the value of this lifetime, the appearance of the difficulty, the appearance of the good, and it is explained to you on the other side, so you understand what all that was about.
Interesting. Hans, you talked about soulmates crossing. I was wondering what you feel best describes a soulmate based on the experiences you've had. Well, you answered that, but you might want to give them another quick response.
Well, again, I believe that soulmates are people that we work with on this planet, be they lovers or mothers or fathers or helpers or friends, people we've been comfortable in working with before, people who add to our life in one form or another.
Kimberly from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hans, I know that my 18-year-old son is going to be in a car accident and die because I, too, am a medium, and I know his soul is ready to go to help the rest of the soul group. This has been tough. Have you ever had a similar experience?
Yes, I have.
My God.
Yes, I have.
What a horrible thing to have to carry with oneself, though.
Yes, but you never say anything. You'll interrupt the karma.
So you're saying she can't go to this 18-year-old and say, be careful, watch how you drive?
No, because she does not have the right to interrupt the soul's journey. The appearance is that the boy is going to die. The appearance is that she's going to lose him. But is that wrong?
I'd yank his license away. I guess that's not the right thing to do, huh?
No, it's just like oftentimes we pray for people who are very, very ill to be well, but we need to pray to is if they are supposed to be well, remove all obstacles and blocks.
Debbie from New Orleans. I've been able to communicate with the other side for some time. I think I've helped many cross over. I'm wondering if stress, though, could cause you not to see or hear clearly.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Why? Why does
it do
that?
Well, you have to keep, everything is vibratorial pattern. You have to keep The cleaner the food, the cleaner the life. In other words, the less stress in your life, the clearer the channel.